Amen. Good to see everybody. Amen. Amen. So, these are probably my famous last words, but I'm going to let you go quick today. Y'all know James is taking offering up down days. Y'all remember James was coming up on December. Anniversary of your resurrection. Begin your resurrection. December 4th, somebody said. It's one thing that I've found out, and that God just doesn't give up on you. And I was thinking about this morning. And Glo and I talk about this, and I connected it with the scriptures, you know. How we started the ministry, 1999, 2000-ish. I think it was December, James. And you climb into this thing, and you don't really know what you're doing. And after some years, it got kind of difficult. And we'd ride along and say, you know what? We need to, we can't make it, you know. That's just being honest, you know. You can't make it. But then you discover that you're so far in that you can't get out. That was kind of tricky. And I realized this morning. And this is what God's doing to really all of us in a sense. You know, we were so far in, we couldn't get out. And I realized, and what the Lord was ministering to me was that the wilderness is the best place to learn about God.
Come on down. Yes.
It's the best place. Even though we like really despise those rough times, why me despise? Like, you know, I'd rather go bowling or something. But I realize that he's got to corner you so you can't get out. You can't have any wiggle room. He's got to block the door. He's got to push you in and block the door, paint it over. There's just now a wall. Right? Because we would go back. We would go back. You know, the calling is so high. He's not doing it because he's an awful God. He wants you to get into that calling. It's so high that the Satan's going to find a way to get you out of it. Because if you ever discovered it. And so I realized, you know, we were so far in. Like, we can't get out. I mean, I'm literally telling you, we couldn't get out. We were too invested in the call, in the building, in the finances, and everywhere. Just too invested, period, to back out. We just couldn't if we wanted to, right? Not without going to jail. I'm very serious. Not without going to jail, too far in. I'm very serious. And I thought about the children of Israel. That, you know, he said, so we always think about the Red Sea was how God got them over. But it's also the way that they can't get back. You see, oh, thank God through the Red Sea. But that closed the door. Because if they could, they would have gone back. Because we want Egypt back. But you can't get back through there. He's not going to party for you to get back. He had them cornered. So all they could do was just keep going around the desert. They couldn't get back across to the world. And see, this calling is so high. God wants you to walk in the Spirit so much. But it's so contrary to your natural nature that as soon as tests start to come, we want to head back to the world. And so God blocks us, so all we know how to do is cry. It's like, God, what do we do? It's the best place for us to learn our calling. I'm talking about our high calling. And this is where he works everything together for his good, for those who are called according to the high calling. That love God, and you're called to a much higher calling than what you can do in your natural strength. Because it's our Father who works in us both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. It's him that has to do all the works for this whole new creation that God made. He's the only one. He started it. He has to put every ounce of strength in it. It cannot be none of you. So we go through the wilderness. So why does God like run out, tell them you got to run out of food and water? Just let me go back through the Jordan, please. Because even though it was hard, we had water. You see how the wilderness in our lives is really the best place for God to teach us about his supernatural provision. It's his best place to teach us about, Kristen, heavenly places, right? What does that mean to us at first? It means nothing to us at first. So he has to gradually bring our understanding up to a heavenly level. Don't dismiss it because you don't know what it means yet. Do you think you guys love the quote that Christian read? Let me read that again. Right? Because this is where we all are. If Israel had taken this attitude, you know what? This is a very difficult experience. You know what? This is a different experience, but the Lord is after he's something. He's after something. His ways aren't my ways. His thoughts aren't my thoughts. He's thinking heavenly. I don't know what in the world he's talking about. I can't even get there from here, not in myself. So I should just now just become poor so he can make me rich. Okay, so I can't get there from here. So if they had that attitude, and he says he knows the best way to get it, all right, I'm with him. No matter how hard this gets, I'm with him. I may lose everything. I may suffer the loss of things, but it is what the Lord wants that really matters. The Lord wants us in the land. If that means everything to be there for his pleasure, that's the thing that's going to matter to me. Now, you put that in the New Testament. Same thing. But he has his high spiritual kingdom. It's like the songs we're singing. You know, there's a victory wind starting to blow through there. I don't care what our circumstances are. But if we get in the wind of heaven, we will overcome every situation. James and Raquel can tell me all about their situation and all they're going through. And we can start thanking God for the victory in it, because now we can see Jesus has a purpose for them going through it, that they don't have to retreat back across the Jordan, across the Red Sea. Wait a minute. Cool, I had a scripture. That's pretty nice looking. Quilla. Oh, she's back there. I want to definitely hit that first before I go any further. Corinthians. Bear with us. It's our first week with this whole TV thing. Instead of the projector went belly up on us. So we're trying to get the screen going. So no matter what we're going through, God's trying to get us through this higher, higher, higher kingdom. That's not made by hands, right? And so he has to bring certain things and make sure that the flesh has no provision. See? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So he has to make sure that all your fleshly provisions are gone. Right? I got to take away all your natural meat so you can start eating spiritual meat. I got to take care of all your natural water so you can have the water of Christ, right? I've got to take away the natural side that Pastor Ross, that you trusted on all your life, and start to convert you to the spiritual side of the promised land. Can y'all feel that? Right? Makes no sense. Right? Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the Red Sea, and they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, and all did eat of the same spiritual meat, and all did drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Okay. All right. So let me just give you some examples. All right, James, you lost your natural health and your natural strength. Okay, don't worry about that now. He went through it. Now I'm going to give you a spiritual side of health and strength, right? You're going to learn something on a different order. Okay, this is not prophetic, but okay, that's not prophetic. But, you know, Brenda, you lost your natural house. No problem. Now you're going to get it on a spiritual order. You're going to trust me. So you're going to run out of water? No problem. You're going to run out of work? No problem. I'll give you a new job. And in your new job, you're going to get closer to me. And you're going to see the spiritual side of work, right? Because I'm bringing you up to a different order. The best place to learn that is in the wilderness. See, he won't be satisfied until you learn the spiritual order. I don't care if you have to go around 40 years. You know, Pastor Jerry took her a long time to learn this stuff, and she's just started. She's so frustrating to me. Right. But here's another order that God's calling us to, and he won't relent till you get it. So here's what we do. We kind of like do like Abraham and them. We try to get it back in the natural again. We work too hard to get it. And then say, bless God, he blessed me with it. Here you go back around the wilderness again. Because it's, you have your faith. What did you say? I've got to get into a faith rest about it. Because in the new creation, there is no natural energy that God will accept. Zero. What's flesh is flesh, and what's spirit is spirit. Okay? So you learn to walk in the spirit. You learn to discover a whole new realm. Oh, there's a whole different way of getting this without me having to do any natural strength to it, because God won't accept the natural. God will not accept the natural. A growing PWM, learn this. God will not accept the natural. This is the course that you're on. Because this course that you're on is going to get you more and more into heavenly places and more trust in heavenly resources than the natural resources. So I got to take your water away, and now your water is going to be Christ. This is why I did that. This is why I can firmly prophesy over your situations in the spirit. Only in the spirit, right? I know we got some people who say they prophesy, but they want to charge you some money or whatever. This is why I say Burnett will get another job. Right? And the salary increase will be better than what she's making. It'll be better. But she'll get it in the Lord. She'll get it in the Lord this time, and not she won't have to strive. to make it work. What's God doing? He's bringing us into the new order. You know, there's a scripture. There's a scripture in Revelation that says, he says, I make all things new. It's way into Revelation 21, something like that. See, we think that's for at the end of the time when everything's destroyed. You know what? That's already started. And so that we're already in the new creation order now. He's already making things new. So he's bringing us up out of the natural into the spiritual. Out of the natural. You know, once we get into the spiritual, the natural starts taking care of themselves, you know. And things of the natural order, God, well, you know, Jesus gave us things about it. So here's that we have to keep realizing that. And here's where we go with this. Holy Spirit, keep taking me up. Matt, did you still have a testimony or some thoughts about this? You need some time to think about it again? Or because you shared some things with me a few Sundays ago. Okay, come on. This is a part of what God's doing here.
God's been working with me about faith and wealth as opposed to stress and worrying and stuff like that. In the Lord's Prayer, we prayed, give us our daily bread, us. But he said, don't ask for these things. He also said, don't worry about what you should eat. Don't worry about where you should sleep. The Lord has already provided these things. The Lord already knows these things. And he's been working with me. I lost the ability to support myself several years ago to a disability. And it's just been more and more frustrating as time goes on. But God's sort of been leading me that in things I used to do in the past, mostly selling things on eBay. But he sort of, don't worry about it. I'm going to, you're going to walk in opportunities to make money. And I have been. Just by doing what I enjoy doing, and that's just, going to the music store and playing musical instruments, I'll see things I realize. But it's just been a blessing to me that he just said, sort of walk in faith, don't worry about it, don't stress about it, because the stress in my head has been what's keeping me from seeing my calling. It's sort of like I'm worried about the little things, so I'm looking right at my feet. God wants us to look a couple steps ahead. He gives us a couple steps ahead. When we're looking right at our feet, we miss the shadow of the light that's a couple steps in front of us.
Come on, man. He even looks a little taller. Tell you, I don't know what to say behind that. See, there's When we go through, when we're in the wilderness, light comes. Can you see that? You can't get out. You can't go back across the Red Sea. So what does God do? Okay, stay there and let light come. And so, like Matt said, you don't look at your feet anymore. you start to see from a different perspective, a victory perspective. It's not what you have or what you can do. It's what's already been done in heavenly places. And now you begin to see that. Your eyes start to come open to a whole nother order that has been established before the foundation of the world. Now we can really sing, Pastor Rob. We can really sing about our victory, not just because we're mentally trying to do it because of the scripture says so, but because we can actually see the victory. We can see the cloud of victory rolling by us, Here's a man that said he had hard times in his life, talking about Matt. He's had hard times in his life, but God's showing him. God met him. you know, he's not copying this testimony. He's the Bible walking. This is what's happening to me. I stopped thinking about my situation. You know, you can't do that without light and revelation from above. And now I see it. You know, I love he come up. He, like, Matt told me this several weeks ago, but it's so a part of him. He had no problem coming up and sharing what's going on. This is how you know it's real. This is how you know that he met the kingdom of God. And it's going to stick. And he's going to keep growing. And really, it was at the end of a service a few weeks ago, Matt came to me and started sharing that. We weren't even talking about that particular aspect. We weren't ministering that. Somehow the light came on during service. And we weren't even talking about that. That's how you know it's the Holy Ghost. That's how you know God's bringing order in his kingdom. Pastor Jerry would say, she'd stand up here and she'd say, "Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the new creation. Yes, yes. Welcome to Jesus' land. Welcome to where he has to become all of our sufficiency." He wields the sword. He does all the fighting. You know, in the new creation, here's the big lesson. That's why the wilderness is so strong, you know. You know, you can't get this stuff just mentally. There has to be light. And so that's the big dilemma now. I've learned it out of a book. And so, you know, we're taught to just go ahead and say it's ours and you have it now, da 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 da. And a part of that's true, but really some of it's not. In other words, it's never yours just because you mentally assent it. Some light has to shine in your spirit, man. And then you have to go through some things called wilderness because, we try to turn back and we say, you know, but here's the deal for us. Jesus has to become everything to us because I don't know if you can hear this, but he's actually more than a person. He's more than saving us from sin. Jesus actually came not only to start a whole new creation, any man being Christ is a new creation, he's actually the new creation himself. That's why you abide in him, you know. He's actually a hope. So when he went to the cross, he put judgment on the old natural order. Then he started a whole new one on this side. But everything's got to be of him. That's why, you know, listen. When he walked the earth those 3.5 years, this is what the new order is going to look like. This is what the new order is going to look like. This is what the new order is going to look like. This is what the new order is going to look like. There's no religion in it. There's only love in it. There's healing flowing left to right in the new order. Right? Lots of prayer in the new order. That's the time with the Father in the new order. Same works I do, you're going to do the same thing because I'm just giving an example what this new creation looks like. So what do, guys? We start discovering every day. I discover more about that new order. I don't belong to the world. I belong to this heavenly kingdom, Pastor Jerry, this heavenly kingdom. And so every day, you know, I'm not fully operating in it, but every day I'm making new discoveries. Holy Spirit, show me what's going on in that new order today. I tell you guys, I wake up in the morning, okay, it's new order time. You don't know what God's going to show you tomorrow morning, but you're glad. I woke up again. Some new creation facts and experiences are going to come to my life that Satan can't stop. And it's bigger than cancer. It's bigger than, you know, it's bigger, you know. So some of the things that we're going through, all God wants an opportunity to do is show you what the new creation is about. Children are acting right, no problem. I can take care of them in the new order. Is there some lack? I can take care of that. Not enough food, right? The fishes and the bread. You got too many. You got, you know, all these 5,000 men, and not to include women. So you only got a few. I can take care of it in the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, I'm your sufficiency. I'm your supply. I can do all things that's through Christ that strengthens me. My God shall supply all my need according to how much I can sow, how much work I can do, according to his riches and glory. Will you look to glory for your riches? See, I say, you see, people don't realize this. Jesus, so he's an example of the kingdom of God. He's an example of the new creation, right? So he's going to show us how to walk in it. The scripture says he became poor. He's the poorest man ever walked the earth. But because he was poor and dependent on heaven for everything, he's the richest man in the earth. Like Chris said, I don't care what's going on. It don't bother me, you know. It don't bother me. If we learn, you know, I say now I'm learning how to I'm learning this stuff that I see it in the spirit. So we have a need like for a playground out there. And this is not an appeal for money or anything. We had a need for a playground. I used to like mope, you know. In a great day, when's that going to come from? Now I'm starting to rejoice. Because he's going to do it. I can start to see 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 it. Can you see? Come on, man. Feet all in the sand. Right? Yelling and screaming, twirling around on stuff. Thank you. Yeah. Come on, Rocky. Come on, Rocky. Can you start to see it? Can you start to see it? Are you a new creation creature? Or are you still full of despair back in the old order that's been judged in Satan's hand on it? That's why you got to work so hard. I'm telling you, new creation, if he can bring water out of a rock, if he can bring water out of a rock, he can grow a playground out of the ground. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. See, this is how your perspective. Do you have a kingdom perspective, or are you still in the world? This is what Matt was just telling us, wasn't it? And see, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. So here come Tuesday morning, something else is going to happen in the spirit, right? Because that spirit realm is loaded. It's loaded. It's got, when we get up to heaven, God's going to say, look at all this you could have had. But I couldn't get you in heavenly places. It's living so low. And that's why y'all get mad at Pastor Jerry sometimes because she want to go to the doctor. Because she's after the new order. I want to try that new order. I want to try that new creation. At least give it a chance. I know we get in some situations, we got to do what we got to do. I understand that. But as far as you can, man, you try that new order out. Because I'm telling you, 100%, not 99.5, 100%, it'll get you what you need. If it doesn't, the problem's on our side. We don't understand faith. The more we understand it and grow, the more that order is going to come to earth, right? The more heaven's going to come to earth. I'm telling you, I can see what's going to happen around here. You know, heaven comes to earth, communities are going to get lit up with Jesus. because we are starting to learn to depend on the heavenly realm instead of natural things. We're learning to depend on it. Every day we're exploring new things. Oh, praise God. Amanda and Tony, they got into a car accident. Tony saw it before it happened. It was yesterday. Tony said, I dreamed it. I dreamed we were in an accident. This was earlier than yesterday. And then yesterday they got in an accident. So now Amanda's in the hospital for 24 hours because they're checking her out. But he done already seen. This is. I'm trying to tell you. We done already seen the victory. She can contract and all that stuff. The baby ain't coming too early.
No. January.
Thank you. Can you see it? So I'm getting your mind over to another place. See? This is really what a renewed mind is. It's not learning the scriptures. That's not a renewed mind. A renewed mind is starting to see water come out of a rock. See a playground come out of $0. I preach myself out. Came out no playground in the natural. Would y'all say, Dre, would y'all say, won't he do it? See, once we get up there in our minds and the minds of news, healing is going to flow more and more and more and more. You know, you start where you are. But let's not go back to the natural order. See, he's not going to let you off the hook. He's not going to let you off the hook. I want the spirit, and I want the spirit alone. Flesh and blood won't enter into it. The natural man will not receive the things of what? The spirit of God. And here comes this PWM, following the spiritual order. Taking our place in the heavenlies. Taking our place in the heavenlies. God's been waiting for us.
Yes.
Just take your place in the heavenlies, you know. We got a word in prayer Friday night. How God's goodness was going to start rolling over on this house, you know. You know what that means. That's more than you're going to get a pair of socks.
Glory. That's heaven coming down. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Y'all better watch out. Heaven's going to come down. He's going to come down with it.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting in that seat and he's going to be right next to you. Okay, dang. And you can be like, turn that off, Lord, turn that off. I can't take no more. This house is in store for some things because it's his house. It's his order, right? The Lord knew about it before the world was formed. He knew about Adam's fall and he thought ahead of it and he said, okay, I got a new order coming. And his name is Christ Jesus. And he's the full supply of the whole order. And so I got to get them out of the natural into the supply himself. The whole challenge is a spiritual challenge. So that's our whole course, you know, the higher purpose is Christ being everything to us. The songs we sing, the shoes we wear. Think about this. They're traveling in the wilderness and their shoes don't run out. Who do you think that was? Who do you think that was? And you think they have it better than we do? Man, oh man. Every time, you know, I said, Glow can tell you, we started this and we couldn't get out. Rob talked about it. You can't get out. And now I realize that's him. Because it was very, it's very painful. It was very hard. It was very hard. But now I'm so glad that he didn't split the Red Sea back. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Because now we're starting to, because we didn't turn back. Because see, if we turn back, we don't touch heavenly things. If we turn back, we don't touch heavenly things. We don't touch heavenly things. And I'm going to tell you, one touch is worth 1,000 trials. I'm talking one touch is worth 1,000 trials. I mean, this order, oh my God. It's like, wake up, O Zion, wake up. Feel the grace that we have here. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Now, you can dance over a dusty playground, Pastor Glow. Dance over a dusty playground. Dance over it. You know, I look at that playground now, looking pretty rough. I call it like when in Genesis 1:1, 1:2, it was formless and void. Right. And the Spirit of God started to brood. It ain't no different for your situation. And, you know, I'm going to turn and say this. You know, God's brooding over some single ladies for the right husband. Amen. Me and Matt are done. We done, Matt? All right, praise God. Pastor Jerry, you want to close this? See, I told y'all I'm going to be quick. You guys are the new creation. God damn, you're the new creation. You know what? That's big stuff.
We just thank God for the revelation and for the wisdom that he's giving us, for the unveiling of truths and planting us into a new whole dispensation. There's a whole new dispensation going on in the realm of the spirit, and we're catching up with that dispensation because he did it before the foundation of the world, and he's just allowing us now to catch up with what he already had in motion. And we thank God for that, that we are part of what he intended to be in the earth. And we just thank God that we can live and move and operate in the spirit, and we can be a part of the kingdom. I love Ron Canole's song, "Don't You Want to Be a Part of the Kingdom?" And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. Do you or don't you? The choice is ours. We can either go forward or we can stay stuck. That's a turtle. It's worse than going back. Being stuck and saying that there's a God inside of us that's able to transcend everything around us. We thank God today for the opening of our eyes, Pastor. Thank you so very much. We are the new creation. We are the new order. You know, I'm walking and I'm living it. I'm seeing heaven every day. I'm feeling heaven every, I don't even feel, Pastor, you have to be careful with this though. I was driving Pastor Ross last night, and I was so caught up in the spirit. And for about a second or so, I felt like the van had left the road. And I said, "Oh my God, where are we going? Where are we going?" I mean, for a split second. And then I had to say, "Okay, where am I?" Because nothing around me looked familiar. Nothing around me. I mean, for a split second, it was like, "Oh my God, where am I?" And I knew I was partaking of something heavenly, that I had been lifted up. And the peace that was on me, the rest that was on. See, you've got to learn the rest to get there. You got to learn how to just, you know, I was laying on the door. I mean, just thinking about nothing. I mean, can you ever, and for me, that's a biggie. That's a biggie right there. That's a biggie. To get to think about nothing and just let him come in and transform and take you into new places in him. There are heavenly, he said heavenly realms, not one heaven. So I believe last night I touched a little bit of one of those realms. It was so sweet. It was kind of scary too, y'all. I'm going to be honest. When I came to myself, Pastor Roz was like,
okay, I was looking for houses and stuff. Like, okay, what happened? Where did I, you know? And then I finally see the road coming back. And I was like, okay, okay. But you know what? As I'm sharing this, Jesus, this is where we are. Pastor, I felt more comfortable when that road came back. I realize now, I felt more comfortable when that road came back and I could see them houses. That's where we are. But we've got to learn how to live there and be more comfortable in the spirit there and leave this world and have no fear. Just trust him that you know where you're taking me. You know what you're doing in my life. I'm grateful now, like Pastor said, for every trial, every tribulation, everything that I've been through the counsel, the sciatic nerve. I mean, it don't matter. It does not matter. Because God, I want you. What the quote said, I want your good pleasure so bad to whatever I have to endure. And it's not even now endurance. It's grace to go through it. It's not even like, oh, God, I got to endure this. No. You're doing something in me. And I know this is doing something in me. This is transforming me, making all things new in me. I don't want the old Geraldine anymore. I want that rim. I want that rim, y'all. I want to just relax in him. Don't care about the children. Love the children. Love you, Nikki. Love the children. Love them. But you know what? Nika can tell you. Nika, did I used to pray? Boy, man, I would pray all night. What she say? Huh? All day and all night about those children and those grandkids. Got some situations going on now, Pastor. I ain't thinking about the situation. Because, see, Pastor already gave me, God had already given him the victory about the situation. So if God has given Tony the dream about the situation, you in peace. Pastor had the dream about the situation in the spirit. Saw God's love dealing with the situation. So why should I be upset? I don't care what, I mean, I can't, but you know, do you understand? Does that make sense? What? Like Matt said, Mike said, why do we waste so many brain cells when we've got Christ? It's either we have him or we don't. And there's no in between. Like Chris said one Sunday, here we have Christ. And now we're back over here. Christ right there. He said, abide, stay fixed and connected to me, and I'll do the impossible. James is an impossibility sitting right there in our midst. I'm an impossibility standing in front of you. Cancer couldn't take me out. Cancer couldn't even damage me. Sciatic nerve, walking out of it. Walking right out of it. Like Pastor said, last shot. Shot's not doing anything anyway. Hello? I'm going to let Jesus shoot me up. Come on. I'm going to walk in Christ. I'm going to walk in Christ. I'm going to walk in Christ. I'm going to walk in the new creation. There is no sickness in the new creation. There's no poverty, there's no want, there's no lack, there's no fear, there's no sadness. Our whole disposition would change if we could get in the kingdom and walk in the spirit and get out of this world. I'm telling you, that experience last night, it blessed me, but then I'm realizing standing here, I was so glad to get to see that road. And see, that's where we are. We're so familiar with this world and the natural realm that he was trying to take me out. And he did for a few seconds. I don't know how long. But then I realized, oh, my God, where's the world? Where's the road? Yeah. That's it. Like Peter coming out the boat. Stepped out, walked on the water. Then as soon as he saw those waves, it was like, oh, my God. We're going to start having to kind of prophesy in candles over every one of us. Because if we don't experience it, it's not real. You got to have some evidence, and God wants to show us evidence. So I'm prophesying this morning in candles for everyone that's in here. We're going to have more than a mat coming up here saying, this is what happened to me. This is how my mind has been transformed. I don't even think like, y'all, I can't even think like I used to think. It's a carefree life. It is kind of, we've got to work and do all, we have children to raise, but you raise them in such a different, it's a different way. It's a whole new order way. That there's not the frustration and the care and the wants and the needs. You raise them in rest. You raise them in rest. You raise them in peace. You raise them in joy. That's the kingdom of God, y'all. Come on, let's drink that spiritual water. Every time we come here, every Sunday, he's giving us a drink out of the rock. Jesus is the rock. He's giving us a drink. Trying to quench our thirst. Satisfy us. The longing that's on the inside of us. So we thank God for this house and for Pastor not giving up. And for God closing the door. Can we thank God, Pat Rob, for God closing the door? Stan, for God closing the door. But you know what? But we even at CRCA, we're seeing miracles every day. If you all had seen this summer, Pastor Glow said, don't go there. We went from 30 after-school kids in our summer program to 8. So that's 8 from 30, 20, 22 less dollars times that we don't have. We were in the wilderness. It was dry. It was dry. It was dry, y'all. But the door was closed. The door was closed. And we... The door was closed. But there's a faith in us. There's an unspoken faith inside of me, y'all. There's one thing for you to talk faith. But there's another thing when there's an unspoken faith. I told Pastor Gloria and I told this man right here, I'm not worried about it. Because God promised me that CRCA was established in heaven before it came to earth. And I'm going to stand on that. I don't care if we don't have but one. Now we back up to 30. I mean, it's almost going to have a waiting list soon. Prayer every morning. Prayer every morning. People walking around speaking in tongues, getting slain, laying hands on one another. The kingdom of God has come. I don't care what y'all say. Even if I had to start in CRCA, because PWM, we so old-fashioned and too old. Too old. But them little kids, they picking up the spirit, and they singing and dancing and prophet. Little girl said, oh, no, I'm not speaking in tonguelish. They speaking in tonguelish. Tonguelish, you could say speaking in tongues. Speaking in tonguelish. Got a 3-year-old talking about tonguelish. Going home praying for her daddy grandpa that's been in a wheelchair long before she even came. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom is here. See, it's not us, but we can't step into it. Because like me, you want to see the road. You want to see the houses and the trees and the bills. But the kingdom is here. God has given us miracle after miracle after miracle. So I'm not, like Pastor said, playground is done deal. It's a reality. You can see it. You can see, hear the sound and the joy of the children enjoying it. And he wants to do the same thing in every one of our individual lives, regardless of where we are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what your challenge is. It doesn't matter. Decrease means increase, Pastor. If we let him decrease us, we'll get an increase. But we got to take us down to zero before he can build us back up to 100%. So we thank God for the reality. I prophesy, Anika, encounters. I want to lay hands on you, baby. I want to lay hands on you, Bree. I want you to see. Craig, you got to start seeing. See, if we don't see it, we don't believe it. That's why we're so dull to the things in the spirit. But God's got to open up our spiritual eyes. And we got to see Jesus. We got to catch the wind. We got to catch the wind. I would be asking God. I get tired of Pastor Jerry. You're my spiritual daughter right here. I kept talking about Jesus sitting on my bed. She said, God, I want you to sit on my bed. And she started desiring for God to sit on her bed. And what happened, Chris? He touched her leg. It won't be either way, be it. But see, he said, desire these things. Do we desire to see him face to face? Do we desire to have an experience with him, Anika? I want to see him. I want to see a miracle. I want to be a miracle. James didn't ask for it, but God had plans for him. Because he wanted PWM to wake up. He did that so we could wake up. So that we could wake up, Craig. There are miracles and encounters, Kezia. There's divine healing. There's divine healing. We can't go back, Kezia. You're going forward. I prophesy going forward in your health. In Jesus' name, we take authority over that spirit. I'm not going to sit here. No. And be defeated and be sick and be down when I've got Christ on the inside of me. All the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. And all you have to do is release it. Just release it. Just walk in it. Just walk in it. Just walk in it. Change your perspective. Like Matt has changed his outlook. His appearance. Matthew has changed his appearance. So we have to change how we look at things. I think we're so afraid. We're afraid of spiritual things. We're afraid to say new order because that's new age. We're afraid to say meditation because that's new age. No, it's not. They took it from us. Took it from the church. This is a new order. I don't care whether you like it or not. You're in it. And because you're part of PWM, the door's locked and you can't get out. The door is locked and you can't get out. You've got no place to go but either walk around in the desert or go up. He said, I want you in my paradise. He wants you, Bree. He wants you so bad, Bree. He wants you. He wants you in your paradise. He wants you. He wants you, Taba, personally. He wants us individually and collectively. There's a place in the kingdom that got PW. Lord have mercy, I had to dream about. I'm going to sit down. I can't stay up here longer than Pastor did. I'm going to sit down right now. I'm going to sit down right now because I know Ron probably was shaking his head saying, why did you do this? I know Ron. Look at Ron. Look at Ron. Ron over there saying, Lord have mercy. Pastor, I thought I got away. I thought I was going to get out before the Baptist. But you put that Pentecostal woman up there. I had a dream months ago, right, Rob? It hasn't been a year yet, has it? That Robert's dream was in the kingdom. Robert's dream had a place, beautiful place, up in the heavens. And I saw the neon sign that said Robert's dream. There are things that are in the earth now that's going to be a part of the kingdom, y'all. I wouldn't want to be doing anything that's not a part of the kingdom. Even my job. Give me a job, Bree, that's going to be a part of the kingdom. Anika, your job's got to be a part of the kingdom. Because you're just wasting time if you're not. I said, Lord, have mercy. Robert dreams in the kingdom? I said, there's some heavenly robes or something he got to make for the angels or for the Lord or something. See? It's a part of the kingdom. God's already put him in the new order. He's already transitioned. In the right reigning. Randy don't even know what I said. She said, mm-hmm. Sit down. Put the mic down. But y'all, I'm sitting down, honestly, I am. But I am enjoying, I'm in such a place in Jesus right now. It's almost scary to my own self. I am. I mean, it's like, this is real. This is really real. We can really live in the spirit and, you know, we can do that. So, Pastor, am I praying, closing us out? Father, we just thank you this afternoon. I'm Ron, I'm finished. We just thank you for everyone in here having a spiritual encounter and an awakening, oh God, an awakening. God, lift us up out of this world far enough for us to realize that what you're saying is true and that it is a reality. Help us, oh Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, help us, help us. You're brooding over the chaoticness of our lives, and you're trying to bring the new order. You're trying to bring the new order, just like you did back in Genesis. You're trying to bring the new order out of the chaoticness of our lives and our minds and religion and all the stuff that we've been taught and we believe. You're trying to bring the new order in. So, Holy Spirit, keep pressing on us. Keep pressing in us. Until we get a breakthrough. Until we get a breakthrough into the kingdom. Until we get a breakthrough into the new creation. Until we get a breakthrough into paradise. Until we get a full breakthrough. Sometimes I feel like I'm a fly. I feel like I'm here, but I'm not here. I'm here. I can imagine how Jesus felt. He was on the earth, but he wasn't. Rob, I feel that way many days. I'm sitting at my desk and I have to shake myself and say, where am I? Such a peace. Such a presence. I pray that on everyone here. We rebuke sickness of every kind. Every kind. Mental, physical, emotional, financial. We curse sickness. And we call forth the divine health of God. Be made whole, everyone, under the sound of my voice. Be made whole in the name that's above every name. The power and authority of that name.